Thank you for joining us here today at Calvary Church, where we are committed to loving God and loving people. If you have any questions or want to learn more about who we are, visit us online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Hello, Calvary Church. Greetings from the East Coast, Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm Pastor Gerald Kendrick, the lead pastor here at City Church Halifax. And I want to thank Pastor Stephen McDonald, my brother-in-law, and thank my sister, Pastor Susan, for this opportunity to share with you all today. I want to start with a story about my son. My son recently got his driver's license. And so as parents, we put him in driver's ed, wanted him to be prepared to be able to drive the car, especially by himself. And one of the things that happened was I thought to myself, you know what? He doesn't know how to change a tire. And in life, I can't, as a minister, as a pastor, as a speaker, I can tell you I've used the term there are flat tires on the road of life many times as a sermon illustration. So I said to Cole, you need to learn to change a tire. And I said, I've got four tires. They're on rims. They're in the shed. I want you to go get them, bring them out, and we are going to get these tires changed, and I'm going to teach you how to do it, and you're going to have four opportunities here to learn. And he's like, the teenager mode. He's kind of like, oh, gee, that sounds like fun. And I'm like, come on, Cole. This will be a father-son teaching moment. And then he looks at me and he says, can't we just go for ice cream? Can't we just go for ice cream? And that is the title of my message today. God, can't we just go for ice cream? You know already where this message is going. I remember when I was a little kid and my parents had five children, five and under, all at the same time. And I'll tell you, my dad used to come home from work and my mom already had us in our pajamas, teeth brushed, getting ready for bed. And my dad would come home from work and he'd say, who wants to go for ice cream? And we would scream and yell and we'd run around the house and he would take us down to the Dairy Queen for an ice cream. And you know what? You need ice cream moments in your life. You do. There are those moments where you have a break. You have a rest. Over the last year, you got people with the lockdowns and people fighting over 6 feet distance and masks, people fighting over what should be open, what shouldn't be open, fear and anxiety trying to mess with people's heads, stress and COVID, this and COVID, that. And you know what? Sometimes you need a break. Sometimes you need to have a relaxing moment. Sometimes you just need to go for some ice cream. Now, if you're lactose intolerant, maybe this isn't the best sermon illustration for you, but I think you know where I'm going with this. We need family time. We need times of rest. When life is full of stress and anxiety, we need a mental break. We need a taste, maybe some rocky road, maybe some vanilla, maybe some chocolate or strawberry. Or when I was growing up as a kid, we'd always go for peppermint ice cream. But the truth is this. Cole said to me, I said, we're going to change those tires, Cole. And he said, can't we just go for ice cream? And I kind of sarcastically said, life isn't all ice cream. And that's the truth. Life isn't all ice cream. I mean, how many times have you been told you got to eat your veggies? We need vitamin C. Drink 8 glasses of water a day. Protein builds strong muscles. Do you remember that old Saturday morning cartoon? If you're my age, you remember that old Saturday morning cartoon. You are what you eat from your head down to your feet. Eating's a big part of our lives. We eat because we need fuel for our bodies. We eat because we need to survive. The number one thing to do when going out on a date is what? Go out to dinner. When somebody has a birthday, we eat. Someone gets married, we eat. Someone passes away, we have a funeral, we grieve. And then we eat. Your family, how many times have you had that conversation, maybe on a daily basis? Well, what are we going to have for supper? You go on a family vacation. You know, it's pretty much centered around eating. Most of the time, you're bored. You're looking for something to do on family vacation. You look at your family and say, hey, why don't we go get something to eat? And then after that, we'll get something to eat. How many times when you're at home, you open the fridge, you just look in for something to do, just to see what's to eat? What about work? You could be having a rough day at the office and thinking, man, I don't like Mondays. But then someone comes out of the back room and says, hey, it's Bob's birthday. And they bring out a birthday cake and people start, man, singing happy birthday. Now it's the best work day ever. Oh, the magic of cake. And what, of course, makes cake better? Ice cream. But life isn't all ice cream. Ice cream is a comfort food for many, but what gives us comfort spiritually? That's the question. What happens when life is uncertain? When stress comes knocking at your door once again? Where do we find spiritual comfort? And we've been leading to this moment. Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. How many times have you had some food and you tell your spouse, oh, this is so good, you've got to taste this. Oh, you've got to taste this. And the Bible is telling us here to taste and see for ourselves, because eating is personal. Now, I mean, you can go out with a group of people and you can sit around the table with a group of people, but they can't eat it for you. You have to. People can't eat the food. You have to do it. It's personal. You don't just admire food from a distance. You have to experience it for yourself. And that's what this scripture is telling us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Just like you would want a break and get some ice cream, sometimes you have to have a break and spend some time in the presence of the Lord. We need those God moments in our life, where we feel His presence and we come to Him in prayer and lay our heaviness and brokenness at His feet and say, I'm so tired, God, and worn out. I need Your peace and rest. I need to taste and see that You are good. We need those times with God to hear His voice, to feel His comfort. One of the many words for the Holy Spirit is comforter. And when we are struggling with pain or grief or fear or anxiety, we seek out to be comforted. We want to be comforted. And in the natural, there are comfort foods. You know, God came up with these feasts and celebrations and eating and enjoying. He told the people, go and enjoy choice food, sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Feasts that would celebrate the wonderful things that God has done, to remember how good God is. And sometimes when things are happening in the world around us and things want to start crashing in our mind, we need to get back into His Word, feed on His Word, and taste and see that the Lord is good. We know the story of the 5,000 that came to Jesus. They were hungry. The disciples wanted to send them away. They just wanted to send the people away because it was a problem. But Jesus didn't send the hungry people away. He fed them. John 6, He said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink the blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for My flesh is true food and My blood is true drink. He was talking about the communion. He was talking about how He was going to die and rose again. And what we have to do at communion, every time we take the bread, we take the juice, you know what we are? We're remembering and tasting and seeing how good God is, because He came and He paid the price of sin for us so that we could have not just eternal life, but have His presence here on earth. We remember how much He loves us. It helps us to center our lives in Jesus. And why do we have to sometimes recenter and get back? Because life isn't all ice cream. It's not all just going for ice cream. There are flat tires on the road of life. James chapter 1, I mean, it talks about going through trials and tests. Romans 5 talks about times of suffering. David wrote Psalm 23, verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Whoa, 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 God, God, God. Why do I have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Can't we just go for ice cream? Can't you just teach me in another way? Can I have another experience? Why do I have to go through this? Because life isn't all ice cream. When you change a flat tire, it's always a bad time. There's no such thing as a good time for changing a flat tire. But you sure are glad you know how to do it when the time comes. You get messy, dirty, greasy. Maybe God even sends somebody to pull over to the side of the road and they say, "Hey, you need some help." He might even send someone to help you out. But it still has to be changed. God never promised all carefree days without any struggle or pain. But what he did promise was his son's sacrifice for us. A promise that no matter what we face, no matter what we fear and trying to cloud our minds, no matter where we go or how far we wander from his loving arms, he wants to welcome us home. He never said everything would go our way. But I'll tell you this, one time it was winter. It's minus 20 outside. I was on my way home and I thought, and in my apartment at that time, there was a gas station literally across the street from my apartment. And I said, I just need just enough to get there. But you know what? The old car started going up the hill, ran out of gas. And I was about a half a mile away from that gas station. And I had to get out. I didn't have any gloves. I didn't have a hat. I didn't have any protect my ears. And I had to walk that half a kilometer to get to that gas station. The time I got there, I felt frozen. And then I had to walk all the way back. But I'll tell you this. I never ran out of gas again. I never ran out of gas again. And sometimes we learn lessons to help us. Sometimes that story that I just told you will help somebody else think to themselves, I'm going to go get some gas now. I'm not going to wait. And maybe today you find yourself and you're thinking, okay, Pastor, I get it. Life's not all ice cream, but I'm in a tough situation. I'm in a tough circumstance. And I need God's presence to come out. I need God to help me. And sometimes what we do is we always say, God, get me out of this. Get me out of this. That's one of the things that we do. But here's the thing. I want you to consider this. Sometimes God doesn't want to pull us out of something. He wants to come in to meet you where you're at. You all know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. A big spiritual teaching moment. And that moment was going to be that these three Hebrew boys, they were not going to bow down to a false idol. And they said, if you don't bow down to this false idol, and they're like, no, we only worship the true God. And they said, if you don't bow down, we're going to throw you in the furnace. We're going to kill you, throw you in the furnace, burn you alive. And they said, well, God is more than able. God's more than able to rescue us. But even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow. Because life's not all ice cream. So you can see them making that big stand and that big moment of faith, and we're not going to do it. And then all of a sudden they grab them. They start tying them up. They start bringing them over to the furnace. I can sure those one of those guys was at least thinking, man, I really thought God would have got us out of this by now. I mean, we just did this big proclamation in front of everybody. God, this is the perfect time to save us now. What's going on? Couldn't we just go for ice cream, God? What kind of lesson is this? So they threw the boys in the furnace. And Daniel chapter 3, verse 25 says, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the fourth looks like the Son of God. God didn't just get them out. God came in. God was brought in to that situation. Those three young men said, God is able to get us out, but even if he doesn't get us out, we still won't bow. And God didn't pull them out. But he jumped in with them. If God doesn't pull you out, maybe he intends to come in with you. And you might be going through the fire right now in a circumstance right now, but God wants to get in there with you. And you don't have to be burned, because life isn't all ice cream. God asked Jonah to go to Nineveh, but Jonah was disobedient. He flat out didn't want to go because he didn't like the people of Nineveh. So Jonah needed a little parental guidance. And in Jonah chapter 1, God sends a big fish to swallow him. And Jonah was in there for 3 days. And God and Jonah, I would assume, had a little talk. And you'd think Jonah might have thought, this is getting eaten by a fish. Really? Isn't this a little extreme? Couldn't we have just gone for ice cream, God? Couldn't we have just gone for ice cream? But life isn't all ice cream. Sometimes we have to face situations. And Jonah was headed in the wrong direction, and God sent him that fish to put him back on track. Listen, as we're wrapping up here today, sometimes God allows something big to come along to help us get back to where we're supposed to be. God sent his word to show us his heart and values and how to walk as believers. God sent us a church family and friends. God sent us people and places of support and love to turn in times of trouble. He sent us miracles and blessings, stories and strangers to find us when we needed them the most. And most of all, God sent his son, Jesus. He never promised life would be easy, but he did promise not to forsake us. No matter what we're fighting, no matter what we face, he's with us. He wants to come in. He prepares us to face what we need to face. When life is overwhelming, hey, yes, some family time is great, maybe even a double scoop of that rocky road. But what about the spiritual? Spend some time with God and taste and see that the Lord is good. Because the story isn't the situation. The story isn't the fiery furnace. The story isn't the tests and trials. The story is God with us. Lord, we're here today with an open heart, and we pray for the power and strength of your Holy Spirit. We invite you into our situation, ready to depend on you. We pray for guidance, provision, and protection. As we face tough choices and hard situations, help us remember life isn't all just going for ice cream. But no matter what tough situation we face, you're teaching us, you're guiding us, you're with us. Help us to remember we are your children in this world. Help us live today in a way that brings honor to your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Calvary Church.